when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I was trying to think myself this morning, when was the first time we covered it on the programme? And I'd say it is the bones of a year ago, if not even longer. This is cars not really being stolen. I don't think we've come across cars actually being taken, but cars getting broken into, not just around the city, but in Carrigaline. There were cars stolen, those small little Japanese cars, there was a load of them stolen. But cars being broken into in Carrigaline, and there's a little gang doing it, and they're still at it. Sarah McGarry, good morning.
Good morning, PJ.
When did this happen to you?
So the early hours of Tuesday morning, so exactly at 3:22 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Right. Have you CCTV? You have?
Yeah, so what happened was is we woke up at 7:30 and, you know, school run, getting everyone ready. And my husband was alerted on we have a CCTV camera, just a plug-in one, like not very high tech. And there was an alert that the video has the whole thing recorded. Two young fellas walking up to my car. Now, I did have my car unlocked. And I suppose the reason why I was sharing this was to kind of just remind people to just double check that they're locked, because we're all busy and it does happen. And, you know, I'm going to put my hands up, but it absolutely does happen. So they literally, it's funny because they went to my neighbor's car who's over the road and they stole her cigarettes, and she has them on her CCTV, on her like doorbell cam. They robbed her cigarettes, and then they're walking to my car and they've literally smoking fags inside my car, rummaging through. They're just looking for cash.
Yeah.
And then they're so casual. They're in my car for 3 minutes, which is like they're not in a rush. There was headphones in my car worth €250. You actually can see in the CCTV that they picked them up. They look at them. He says something to the other guy and they put them back into the glove compartment. There was expensive perfume. There was sunglasses. They only wanted cash. And I think, look, I don't know exactly how much money was in my car, but it's probably like €30 to €50 max.
Yeah.
But it's just how relaxed they were, having a cigarette, you know, close the doors. Like my whole car lights up when you open the doors. So, I mean, the front lights came on, the lights inside. There's a street light outside my door. There's a camera. They did not care.
They don't have to care because the nearest guard is in Toker, Sarah. That's the truth of it.
Yeah. And like as soon as I saw the CCTV, I texted all my neighbours to let them know to go and check their, obviously, footage and check their cars. And 8 cars in my whole estate were open that night. So they were all checked. And like that now, it was just money. They weren't looking for anything else but money. Yeah. And I did ring the Toker. I didn't even bother with Carrigaline Guard Station. I just rang Toker because I know they're open 24 hours. And I had to wait for them to come out to make a formal statement.
I looked at the video. I think Cork Bureau put the video up on their site.
Yeah.
Of the, just literally smoking fags as they're, like, one of them smoking a fag and the other's robbing a car. It was just so casual. And what I saw contempt.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
That was it. They were so relaxed. There was no fear. There was no, like, quick get in, get out, you know, rummage through. It was like they both sat down, you know, casually going through everything. You know, there was no rush. There was no fear that they might get caught or the guards are going to come, or, you know, like, we shouldn't be doing this. And they literally closed my doors and they strolled to the next car. And I think the audacity of them, just the casualty and the audacity of them, they just didn't care.
Yeah.
And like, I put this up on Facebook, and a lot of people shared their video camera, and they're literally going from Castle Heights from 1 a.m. down to Heronswood till 5 a.m. So for 4 hours, they're going through Carrick Lane from park to park.
And what age are they, roughly, Sarah?
So I actually, some people sent me kind of like snapshots of their faces. I would say they're like early 20s.
Right.
You know, mid to early 20s. Like, they're not young fellas. Like, they have full-grown beards. But, like, and they, one of my neighbours, they look at her camera and they don't care. Do you know what I mean? They just know they're not going to get caught. Like,
they don't care, Sarah, because, and here's the thing, with your regard to yourself, have a camera and your neighbour has a camera, and even if it's just one of these things that you put, what's the name of them again? Ring, the ones with the
Amazon, the doorbell ones. Cameras.
Yeah. If you put a picture up on social media of one of these fellas robbing your car, it's you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, give me a break here.
So I just wanted to share so people are a bit more careful about locking their cars. Like, I don't think, like, my kids even asked, they're like, "Mommy, you're going to get your money back." I was like, "I'm not." Like, nothing's going to be done about this. But the only thing I did notice is that people weren't reporting it.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot of my neighbors didn't ring the guards. You know, they just were like, what are they going to do? But I was like, why isn't everyone ringing the guards when they've noticed this?
Yeah.
Because if we're not ringing them, then they're not knowing. And I know people are giving out about them not being visible around Carrick Lane and stuff. But if no one's actually reporting it, then it's not happening. Does that make sense?
Oh, of course it makes sense.
Yeah.
And fair play to you for admitting that you left the door open. The last time we covered this, I had the new crime prevention officer in the city, whose name escapes me just now, but he said to me that in there, they've looked through their numbers, you know, they've looked through their case notes. So many people do leave their doors open.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said that to the guard, like, when they came to take my statement, and I was like, look, I know I left my car unlocked. I understand that was my fault. But he did say, he's like, you should be able to leave your car unlocked. Like, you know, it's not about having the car unlocked.
No, this isn't your fault. This isn't your fault. This is the fault of the fellow that got injured. By the way, did they do any harm to the car?
No, they didn't. Like, and I was laughing because they literally picked up my headphones, put them back into my glove compartment and closed the door. A few cars in my neighbourhood, they did, like, pull out, they'd load the papers and stuff. So they did go through all the papers. But, like, look, I've a SUV mom car. You know what I mean? It's more rubbish in there than anything else between all the kids' stuff. Do you know what I mean? They would have got a fright if they went into the back seat, to be honest. But, look, the reason why I shared it is just that, like, it's happened to me before. I'm going to say this on air in a minute. I've often went out and found my car keys in my car because I forgot that they were in there, or my handbag, you know.
You're a busy mom. It happens.
I am. I have my own business. I'm a busy mom. You know what I mean? And, you know, we all get distracted. So I know now I'm literally every night just checking to make sure that it's locked, that I don't have anything in the car that they could take, especially cash and stuff. It's just, I didn't ever think it would happen to me. I think that was the thing. I was like, you know, because my husband's often giving out to me. He's like, you've left the car unlocked. I was like, it's fine. We're actually not safe in our homes, which is quite upsetting because I thought I was in a safe neighborhood. I didn't think this was going to happen to me. But now I am a bit more on alert that, like, we're not as safe as we think we are.
What's the general feeling, Sarah, across Carrigaline? I know the very active Facebook notice board, which I read from time to time, and I lived there, as I said before, many times for 10 years. What's the general feeling that the Garda station really is only, like, it's no more than an ornament down in the main street?
Like, it's not active. Like, I've had to go down, you know, for passports and other things. And, you know, you walk in, you see the Garda cars outside, you ring the doorbell, there's no one answering the door. So you assume there's someone there. And look, like, it isn't, like, it's not mandated. Like, you have to check the hours and then you go down, there might not be someone there. Like, I would just ring, I rang Toker straight away. There's no point ringing Carrigaline. No, it was actually Douglas Guards that came out to us on the morning, but...
God, there's a phone. You found a guard in Douglas?
Well, I rang Toker and a guard from Douglas came, so I don't know how their system works.
Neither do I. Yeah. Neither do the people living in Douglas, Sarah, put it that way.
Yeah. You know, I think it's like, I was speaking to a few people and a lot of people kind of, I suppose, on social media got on to me, sent me messages, and they're like, yeah, this has been happening, you know, all over the place, and that they are quite known around Carrigaline. It's happening a lot in Carrigaline.
Oh, yeah.
Even a neighbour or a friend of ours, like a couple of months ago, sent us footage of a guy coming up and checking his car in Carrigaline, and his attitude was like, they didn't get anything. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, that shouldn't be the attitude. That should be like, ring the guard straight away and look what happened. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, your car wasn't broken into, but there was a guy trying to see was your car unlocked. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
And I think if there's more of that, now I did hear as well that, you know, they did try to chase him through another park, and because the parks are so big and they can run any direction, like, they're not gonna get caught. You know?
Look at the water park. Right, huge estate, loads of little laneways, Bridgemount the same, Heronswood, sure, you could lose yourself in Heronswood.
Yeah, you know, you've got Castle Heights. I mean, you know, we are one of the largest towns in Cork, and I think as well, there's, you know, we have a bus that runs 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So, like, they're coming in on the bus, you know, no, I don't know, this is my speculation, like, they could easily get the bus from anywhere into Carrigaline and get it back out, you know, in those 5 hours. And if they only have cash on them, should the bus driver's not going to think any different, do you know?
That's actually a very good point, Sarah, that they could be getting the bus in at any stage.
Yeah.
Hanging around because they know there's no guards, robbing from cars, and then get the bus back home again. No disrespect or nothing wrong with the bus, but that's how easy it is when they're getting out, you know?
And also the fact that, like, this runs 24 hours and they don't have a license plate, they're not in a car, you know, so they're not as traceable.
Yeah, that's a very good point. This is the fourth, I'd say, or fifth time we've talked about these thefts in Carrigaline, and they continue to be ongoing. I strongly suspect that there will be a local election issue.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, like, Carrigaline is huge and it's happening all the time and in all the estates. So I think, like, my advice would be to everyone to just make sure you lock your car. But also, if it does happen, or if you have CCTV footage of it just checking your car, ring the guards and give it, like, I was able to email the footage to the guards. So, and a few of my neighbours did as well. So at least they may be able to check the main street and maybe be able to kind of look at where they are. Look, they're probably never going to find these guys, but if there's more awareness about it and we're actually reporting it, then maybe the guards will come, you know, between 1 and 4 a.m. and just do a drive-by through all the parks.
That'd be no harm. That'd be certainly no harm.
Yeah. And it's those hours. It's like, we have, like, literally, through the residents of Carrigaline, we have literally from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. different parks, different times, the same two fellas checking all the cars. Like, they did 4 hours of work and we don't know how much money they got.
Sarah, well, they got 30 to 50 off you, and if they got that in another couple of cars, they'd have made a couple of hundred fairly handy. Sarah, thank you. Sarah McGarry, just the latest victim of car thefts in Carrigaline. Young fellas hanging around, breaking into cars, or, she admits it, just opening the car that she'd left unlocked, taking cash or taking whatever they want and heading away again. Catch them on CCTV, be careful. Give the CCTV to the guards. Don't put it up on social media, because if you do, believe it or not, and this is a crazy little quirk in our law. If I have CCTV and you rob from me and I have your picture on the CCTV and I put it up on my Twitter or my Instagram or wherever, I'm in trouble. Did you know that? Did you, even though I have pictures of you, did you know that? That's how backwards we are in this country. Thank you, Sarah.
Cork's 96 FM.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.